Kim Obert shuffles through some photos of her son, Kent. In some pictures, Kent is wearing his favorite orange T-shirt and eyeglasses. Kim says he liked to dress like a surfer.
This picture here is on his 18th birthday, and it was a happy day for us.
But a few weeks after this photo was taken, Kent was dead. He had a history of drug use, and one night 10 years ago, he mixed OxyContin painkillers with beer.
It slowed his respiratory down, slowed and slowed and slowed until it stopped.
Kent was a student at Paradise Valley Community College, a yo-yo champion. He was active in his church, and he loved to play video games. Kim says he had a lot to live for. Now Kim uses Kent's death to raise awareness about prescription drug abuse. She got involved with drugfreearizona.org. That's an advocacy group that's concerned about overdoses and does research on the problem.
Right now in Arizona, 1 in 5 high school seniors has abused a prescription pain reliever. That's too many.
Last week, 18 high school students in Douglas got sick after someone shared attention deficit disorder pills with them. The incident happened just as a new study was released that says the state ranked 6th highest in the nation for prescription drug abuse. The Trust for America's Health survey also says there were more than 1,100 overdoses in the state in 2010.
585 million pills were dispensed last year in Arizona. That's enough to medicate every single adult around the clock for more than 2 weeks.
Shayna Malone is senior research analyst at the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission. The group has done its own studies on prescription misuse and overdoses.
Almost every state has a prescription drug monitoring program. The problem is, in Arizona, the physicians are not using it.
Malone says that means patients can accidentally mix painkillers, or people addicted to their meds can get more drugs that are often sold illegally on the street. She says the state pharmacy board recently set up a prescription monitoring website, but many doctors are unaware it exists or they ignore it.
It's a tremendously useful database, and it could save many lives.
David Greenberg is a doctor in Phoenix, and he does a lot of medical testing to determine a prescription's cause to a person's death. Last week, he examined 8 bodies of people who may have overdosed. He says it only takes a few moments for doctors to use the state's prescription mapping website.
That's a database that keeps a record of patients getting controlled substance prescriptions, and it also keeps a record of the physicians who are prescribing those drugs.
That's useful information for law enforcement that wants to bust so-called pill mills, where doctors write prescriptions knowing that the painkillers are sold on the black market. One of Arizona's highest rates of prescription abuse is in Yavapai County. But Yavapai County attorney Sheila Polk says overdoses have decreased in the past few years because an education campaign has encouraged more doctors to voluntarily check the database.
Or even for the pharmacist, if somebody has altered a prescription and comes in and presents it to the pharmacist, they can look it up and they can see that that person has had more than would be recommended number of narcotic pills over the past month, for example.
Polk is a member of a statewide initiative that's lobbying lawmakers to require all doctors to use the prescription reporting program. They also want to make it legal to allow a physician's assistant to reference the database if a doctor is too busy. Supporters say mandatory use of the program allows doctors to make better decisions when prescribing drugs and will reduce fatal overdoses. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.